This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
A.W. Tozier wrote this: medicine sitting on the shelf that's never taken never cured anybody. Food left in the refrigerator and never eaten has never nourished anybody. Heat that's not turned on has never warmed anybody. And the Bible itself, though it is nourishment, though it is light, it is warmth, though it's medicine to the soul, yet it never helps anybody where there's not serious attention given to it. And when we do not give serious attention as if Christ has not come into the world to die for mankind, he might as well have not come and died as for us to neglect all that is meant by his coming and dying and his covenant. But Hebrews says the covenant relationship that you and I have with Jesus Christ, eternal, forever. Forever is a long time. It's funny, I forgot to talk in both first and second services about two words I told you to underline. I'm not going to forget the third service. It's in verse 27 and 28. Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. You know what I asked you to underline? The words "after that." Most men in the United States of America have no idea that there is an after that. Most women in this country have no clue that there is an after that. It's destined for you and me. There is no reincarnation, folks. The Bible doesn't teach it at all. If you have believed that or even thought you'd like to believe it, it's just not true biblically. It is destined for man to die once, and after that, the judgment. There was a couple here. I had no idea who they were until they introduced themselves, from Pennsylvania, from Pittsburgh, just visiting this morning. And they said, we lost our 39-year-old daughter. The mother said, did we lose our covenant relationship with our daughter when she died? I said, no. You didn't lose covenant with her, you maintained it. You have a covenant relationship with your family. And the two things I told her that you take with you when you die is your relationship to your Father, Heavenly Father, but you take your relationship to your family. I really believe that. You know your family here on earth. Why wouldn't you recognize them in heaven? You have a relationship with a son or daughter or a parent on this earth, a brother or sister. Why wouldn't you have a relationship with them in heaven when the Bible says our knowledge will be made perfect? And then I shared with her what Jesus said about resurrection. It says in one of the Gospels, I think it's Luke, Jesus said to the Lord, there are no dead people. I'm paraphrasing. They're all alive to him. We think in terms of dead or alive. To the Lord, they're all alive, because the Spirit lives on. And I hope that offered some comfort to that woman. You have not broken covenant with your daughter. She was a believer in Christ. You have that covenant relationship, and you will see her again, and you will recognize her again. And I really believe that. Elmo didn't matter to me until just a few months ago. And now, every time I hear it, I think of my granddaughter. It matters to her, it matters to me, because I love her. And when you love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, the word covenant means something to you, because Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you had a covenant with the Israelites that was brought about at Mount Sinai. And today we are under a new covenant, an eternal covenant that's sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Help us never to forget that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.